November the 27th, 14 games, way too many. A lot to talk about, some injuries, a update on Cam Thomas, which I woke up to and I don't like it, but we'll talk about it. This is the Wednesday pre-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. Don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am Adam King. Find me on Twitter at AdamKing91. Find us at FBI Basketball. We are part of the Old Man Squad. Find them at Old Man Squad. Go and bother. I always say this, but go and bother Dan Bespris. We are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, X. Please like, please find us, please subscribe. A new show, same show, but we're doing a pre-game. I don't know whether this is going to be something I do regularly. I'll see. We'll see how many people actually watch along and listen and feedback and all that sort of stuff. But I thought it was a good day to start to trial because we've got a lot to talk about. A lot of games, no games tomorrow for Thanksgiving, which for us here in Australia means it's just a boring Friday. We have no basketball to watch. So that's sad. But I know you guys in the States celebrate Thanksgiving. It's a pretty big occasion. So enjoy the day off. And then I think a lot of people probably have the Friday off. I don't know whether you get the four-day sort of weekend kind of thing or not. But yeah, nothing for us other than a day with where I have to work and not have basketball to keep me going. So 14 games tonight. Let's start with the first game. And now, obviously, to get this to get this point across, streaming is going to be tough tonight. So I will talk about streaming targets, but with basically your whole roster active, there's probably not, unless you've got a lot of injuries, which could be the case, there's not going to be a lot of streaming value tonight. The Bucks don't play. I know they're one of the teams that don't play. I'm not sure who the other team is. I'd have to go on. Have a look. Maybe I'll figure it out as I go through it. But I know in all of my teams, except one or two, I have every player potentially active tonight if they're not injured. So Portland at Indiana for the Blazers. Now, we're still a few hours away from tip-off, obviously, so things will change. But we have some questionables. DeAndre Ayton, Scoot Henderson, Chris Murray, but that doesn't matter. So Ayton and Henderson, both questionable. We know Klingon is out for a couple of weeks. Robert Williams is in the concussion protocol. So, yeah, look, I mean, if Ayton doesn't play here and we don't have Klingon and we don't have Williams, it's probably Duop Reith. I'm assuming he is the fourth center here. Going to be tough to go small against the Pacers who have Miles Turner. So they're going to need a bit of size there. So it probably is Duop Reith if we get word that Ayton is out. And with Henderson out, I mean, he probably wasn't rostered in every league anyway, but we probably get more Delano Banton. That is who we'd be looking at there. Denny Avdija has been playing more minutes of late and probably been picked up, maybe. Well, maybe not picked up necessarily, but probably at least on the radar. For the Pacers, we know no new injuries here. Ben Shepherd, if you missed that, is out for a few weeks. So we're not looking at Quentin Jackson. He's been starting but hasn't been doing much. TJ McConnell is probably the guy here. He was a little bit underwhelming in that last game, but this could be a favorable matchup against the Blazers. So TJ McConnell, if you need assists and steals, and if he can sort of push towards 25 minutes. He's been a little bit lower than that. But that's probably who we're looking at there in Indiana. Clippers face the Wizards. So the Wizards obviously backing up after last night for the Clippers. Norm Powell is questionable with his hamstring. I mean, I want him back because I have him on my team, but I don't want them to rush him. So I sort of hope he doesn't play here, but we'll see. Chris Dunn has been sort of a favourable target of late. Hasn't been doing a lot, but he has been getting steals, and that's why you consider him. Amir Coffey has been playing bigger minutes, but hasn't been doing a lot with them. So I think Dunn is probably the only one we're looking at here, and maybe Derek Jones if he's available. He's been a little bit up and down, but he's been okay. For the Wizards, Jordan Poole missed last night. He's questionable tonight with that hip injury. If he is out, we will assume that Kyshawn George will start again, but he hasn't done a lot with that starting role. So I wouldn't be prioritising him, I don't think. Brogdon, I guess, he's probably rostered everywhere, to be honest. And Bub Carrington, if you've got him, I would just hold him, see how he goes tonight, but it isn't looking like he is someone we can hold on to. And Valanciunas, who played very few minutes last night, could play more here against Zubats and Mobamba, if Mobamba, who is questionable, plays, then Valanciunas probably plays more minutes here. Okay, Bulls and Magic. Bulls played last night. So we will have them backing up. They're one of a few teams. For the Bulls, Dosunmu should continue to start here, and he has been fine. Nothing too exciting, but he's okay as a back-end 12-teamer at the moment. Bouzelas, I'd like to see him getting more minutes, but it's only happened once in the last three games, despite Patrick Williams being out. So he's probably more of a deep league pick up, and we've got Lonzo Ball potentially returning from his wrist injury. Jalen Smith is also questionable with an ankle sprain. Neither of them are guys we need to prioritize. We know we've seen a very small amount of Lonzo this season, and he was okay, but they're not going to push him. He's not going to play enough minutes to be rostered. For the Magic, some changes here. So Jalen Suggs is off the injury report, as is Wendell Carter. So with Suggs back, Anthony Black can probably go back to waivers. And with Carter just really causes issues for a lot of other players. Goga Badadze, Mo Wagner, Jonathan Isaac all potentially take a hit. We don't know who's going to start here. I don't, unless the Magic have indicated that they're going to bring Wendell Carter off the bench. I'm not too sure if they have. It is early here, so I've only just gotten up. But, yeah, I think if you've got Goga, I'd probably just hold him and see what happens today, because it is a – if you drop him, like, who are you going to bring in, really, on a day when you can probably just leave him on your bench – see what happens. Maybe Wendell Carter re-injures himself, or Goga starts and plays 23 minutes, which is enough. So just wait and see. And then Isaac, obviously the one there that doesn't need a lot of time, playing time, to have value. Let's just see, because he has been up at about 22, 23 minutes the last few games. So we want to keep an eye on his minutes there. Okay, on to the next one, Miami at Charlotte. For the Heat, Terry Rozier, who returned last night and looked okay. If he was dropped anywhere, I would consider adding him. Outside of him, there's not really a lot here that I'd be considering tonight. Duncan Robinson at a stretch, if you need threes, might be worth it. And I'm just going to continue monitoring Pel Larson's role here, because he has been outplaying Jaime Jaquez of late. And for the Hornets, LaMelo Ball is probable with a wrist injury. Maybe that wrist injury is just from shooting the ball too much. I don't know. No, they basically got no centers at the moment, as we know. So Musa Diabate, who came off the bench in the last game, probably will again here, but played 32, 33 minutes. had a lot of rebounds, had a lot of blocks, and that's exactly why you have hopefully picked him up. Taj Gibson, we're not considering him. He's not playing enough. And Salu, the minutes are there, but I don't think he's worth adding. Houston at Philadelphia. For Houston, Jalen Green coming off a very poor game yesterday. Should back up. He was questionable with an illness, but no sign of that sort of hampering him today at all. But again, not much streaming in Houston. We know that Tari Eason was bad last night. 0 points on 0-5 shooting in only 18 minutes. So look for him to bounce back. And Amen Thompson, who was very good last night. Let's see if he can once again play more minutes than Jalen Green, which honestly, to be fair, Jalen Green does bring them scoring. Anyway, let's hope Amen Thompson's minutes can stay up there. For the Sixers, what am I doing here? No Joel Embiid again, no Paul George again, and Lowry remains out. So streaming-wise, Yabusele, I think I picked him up in a 16-team league last night or 14. I don't know. Maybe a slightly deeper league. I picked up Yabusele. And Caleb Martin, the other one there, but he's questionable with a back injury as well. So it's probably Yabusele would be the only one I'd be looking at there. And Oubre, if you need points, and he is available. Where are we up to? All right, Atlanta at Cleveland. For Atlanta, Trae Young is questionable. So that's obviously a notable one. This is with an Achilles issue. If he is out, I think it's either Bogdanović or Bufkin. Bufkin was injured the last time I think Trae Young missed, as was Bogdanović. I know Dyson can technically play point guard. I'm not sure they would want him running the offense. It could be Bufkin here if Trae Young is out that they move in. He is probably the best pure point guard. Bogdanović can handle the ball, but I think they'd like him as the sixth man. So we could actually get a little bit of Kobe Bufkin here. We're not interested in Risa at the moment. Hunter, 4 points only. Okongwu, I've seen him dropped in a few spots. He's basically splitting minutes at the moment with Capella. I would prefer Capella at the moment. Could change. For the Cavs, nothing. We know exactly who they are. We know that what their rotation looks like. Even without LeVert, Ty Jerome, I'm assuming he potentially has been added in a lot of spots because of his play recently. But he's someone if you need assists and steals, and the scoring has been there, obviously very efficient. It's going to drop off at some point. Could be tonight. It might not be. We will see. New York at Dallas for the Knicks. Not really. I mean, for a team that's had some injuries, they're relatively healthy at the moment, other than their front court. They do still have Mitchell Robinson and Precious Achiuwa out. But Miles McBride, not on the injury report, so he would be our streaming target here. And for the Mavericks, still no Luka. So Quentin Grimes, if healthy, he missed the last game with an illness. If he's back in the lineup, he would be someone we'd be looking at. Klay Thompson, also questionable with a foot injury. Plantar fascia seems to be hampering a few players at the moment. And Derek Lively also questionable with an illness. We'll assume the same illness that Quentin Grimes is questionable with. So if Grimes is available, I'd look at him. If he doesn't play, it's probably Jaden Hardy and Spencer Dinwiddie. They were both pretty good in that last game. And Najee Marshall, who's been shooting the ball very well of late. I see questions. I'll get to them. Najee Marshall is probably worth picking up. He's one of those guys that can sort of slot in and play a few different roles. So he would be someone I would consider. Okay, on to the next game. Sacramento at Minnesota. For the Kings, DeMar DeRozan is out again with the back injury. A little bit worrying that he was out for, what did he miss, a week? I don't know if it was a week, and then he was back, and now he's out again with presumably the same injury. So with him out, we probably, Kevin Huerter gets a little bit more of a leash here, as does Keon Ellis and Malik Monk. They all three should benefit. I still think Monk would be the priority, but he will undoubtedly come off the bench, but could still play the most minutes. Kevin Huerter will start. He's been very up and down starting, as has Keon Ellis. So if you need steals, Ellis. If you need points and some threes, Kevin Huerter or Monk. For the Wolves, Mike Conley will play. He is off the injury report, so we will have Dante DiVincenzo moving back to the bench. Even in a starting role, DiVincenzo was pretty borderline, so I wouldn't worry too much about him. And Alexander Walker certainly drops off that radar in terms of streaming. Jaden McDaniels, who was good and then bad, and we know the story with him. If you want to just leave him for someone else to deal with, that's fine. I don't think he needs to be a priority. Detroit at Memphis for the Pistons. Tobias Harris, another hip injury. He is questionable. Let's see if he plays. Jalen Duren has been better. This is, potentially a favorable matchup against Brandon Clark and Jay Huff. So we'll see how many minutes he gets. Isaiah Stewart should be rostered at the moment. Malik Beasley for threes. Tim Hardaway not interested. Asar Thompson, he's still probably more of a stash because I don't think he'll be playing enough. Although if Tobias Harris is out, maybe we get some more Asar Thompson, we probably get some more Simone Fontecchio as well. They would be the two, I think, that would benefit. It's unlikely they would move Isaiah Stewart in there to play alongside Duren, although they are up against size in Jaren Jackson and Brandon Clark. So maybe they do. Isaiah Stewart has sort of moved away from being that stretch four to a pure backup center, which has helped him a lot. I don't know if they'd want a reverse course there. And for the Grizzlies, Ja Morant out again, this time with a knee injury. Man, it's frustrating. Scottie Pippen will move back into the starting lineup, presumably. Minutes haven't been up where we would like them, but 25's enough, so he'll be okay. Jalen Wells has been okay as well, if you need some points. And then we just keep rolling with Aldama. Laravia, I think, is probably moved out of that discussion. And Marcus Smart, streaming steel specialist, I guess that's probably what we're viewing him as. All right, we're getting there. Five games left. Toronto at New Orleans for the Raptors, still without Quickly. Grady Dick is out with a calf injury. So Davion Mitchell will start. OJ Agbaji will start. But they've got Barnes there. They've got Barrett there. So they're high usage. Well, two of their three high usage players are there. So Agbaji, who I've seen dropped in a lot of leagues, is maybe we get another one or two games here with Grady Dick out, but I think we can move on from him, and I'm not really interested in Davion Mitchell either. For the Pelicans, DeJounte Murray will play. So not his debut, because he did play, if you remember back, he did play in their first game. Sort of a second debut, I suppose. The question here is going to be Elfrid Payton coming off that 21 assist game. I'm not sure we can hold him. If you want to hold him again, it's one of these situations where you probably could. But DeJounte, he'll be limited to some degree, but this was, as we know, a wrist hand injury. So conditioning-wise, shouldn't be too bad. We've got DeJounte, we've got CJ back. Brandon Ingram is questionable. Trey Murphy is questionable. Jordan Hawkins is questionable. So no Zion, obviously, no Herb Jones. but starting to resemble the roster we thought they would have at the start of the season. So Elfrid Payton, Brandon Boston is another one that's going to lose some value here. I'm holding Brandon Boston just for another game or two, but if he's going to be coming off the bench playing 18 minutes, he will be a drop, as will Elfrid Payton. And Eves Missy. So he had moved back to the bench, was very good in the last game. He's up against Jakob Poeltl here, and Poeltl is not a – he gets defensive numbers, but I wouldn't say he's an elite defensive center. So Missy could have a decent game here. So if he's available and you just need some rebounds and blocks, give him a look. The Lakers – Anthony Davis is probable. I was a little bit concerned here that he would miss this second night of a back-to-back with his plantar fascia injury, but all signs point to him playing at the moment, which is good. Dalton Connect is questionable with a quad injury. Cam Reddish also questionable. So if Reddish, I mean, Reddish, we're not looking at him, but if Reddish doesn't play, do we get a D'Angelo Russell sighting in the starting lineup? Maybe. Although, given they're playing Reddish for defensive purposes, we might get Max Christie in there. I'm not really interested in Christie. D'Angelo, we're just holding him, I think, for at least another game or two. Hachimura, probably a drop. Connect. I'd still rather Connect over Hachimura, but he is also probably a drop, or at least trending towards being a drop. For the Spurs, no sign or no indication that Wemby is going to sit here on the second night of a back-to-back. He's not in the injury report. So we will assume he plays, which means Zach Collins has very little in terms of value. Champagne, he was good last night, but Vassell will play. Well, he's probable. Officially probable, but all signs point to him playing tonight. He will come off the bench and just take some minutes away from Champagne, I think, and from a little bit from Steph Castle. So I still don't mind holding Castle at the moment, because we've said that there is, or is there, we don't know, is there a chance that that Vassell plays in the starting lineup and Champagne moves to the bench? The Nuggets play the Jazz. For the Nuggets, Peyton Watson is probable. Other than Aaron Gordon, they are relatively healthy. Westbrook has been playing very well. Didn't think we'd be saying that this season, but he is worth a look, I think, while he is playing this well. No one else really interesting me there. For the Jazz, no Lauri Markkanen. He's out with his knee for at least a week, I believe, which isn't surprising at all. So we will probably get Bryce Sensabaugh moving into the starting lineup with Filipowski also out. It would have been Filipowski there who benefits, but it probably has to be Sensabaugh. I'm not sure there's enough there. He'll probably play close to 30 minutes. So maybe if you do have a spot, you could look at him. As I've said, there is a ton of options tonight. That's probably who we're looking at. Clarkson's still out, so we're going to get more Sexton and George there. Two games to go. Nets at Phoenix. For the Nets, no. So this was the news I said at the top. No Cam Thomas for, I think it was like 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks with a hamstring. It was initially reported as a back injury. It's sad for a couple of my teams. But who are we looking at? I had some questions people asking me on Twitter. Who are we adding? Is it Jalen Wilson? Is it Zaire Williams? I think it could be both. I think both both were really good in the last game. Ben Simmons will play here. Cam Johnson is playing, which is a good sign. He left with an ankle injury, and I think I did say it didn't look like a bad one. So that's good. He's playing with no Cam Thomas. Obviously, we get a lot of Cam Johnson, assuming he is 100%. He has been playing really well. But I actually don't mind a flyer on both Zaire Williams and Jalen Wilson here. I don't know if they'll start Ben Simmons because Claxton is out and they're playing Finney Smith. They could start Simmons. they could just start Simmons and move Finney-Smith, but they're against Nurkic, a bit of size, and then they obviously have Plumlee as well coming off the bench. So, yeah, it's going to be a funny one here to see what the rotations look like. But, yeah, Williams, Wilson, I think both worth a look in this one. For the Suns, they're healthy. Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal are doubtful. I don't know if we have an official update on them yet. Their injury report. Let me have a look at the injury report. As I said, we're still a few hours away, but they should have submitted an injury report by now. Where are we? Scrolling down. Phoenix, not yet submitted. Okay, so they haven't submitted their injury report, which is frustrating. Hopefully they will get it up soon. So there's certainly a chance that they miss tonight's game, given they're both coming off calf injuries. So if they're out, it's Grayson Allen. It's Ryan Dunn, I guess. Royce O'Neal, just the same guys that we've been looking at the last 2 weeks. And the final game of the night, the Thunder at the Warriors at Golden State for the Thunder. Cason Wallace will play. He was on the injury report, but he will play. Caruso remains out. So we're looking at Wallace, we're looking at Joe, and we're looking at Wiggins as our three potential streaming options, but it's really tough to know who to go after. I think Wallace is maybe the safest just because of his defensive floor. Isaiah Joe for threes. But honestly, with this many games, there's other people available on your waiver wire, I'm almost sure of. And for the Warriors, no real injuries. Well, we know Melton. Jonathan Kuminga is sick, but questionable. So we'll see if he plays. Steph Curry, questionable. He's had a bit of a knee thing going on. But Draymond Green will play. Yeah, look, we're Buddy Hield, I suppose. I don't know if he's been dropped, but I'm not sure I'd be playing him tonight on a game, on a slate like this. There's a lot of active players. Jonathan Kuminga has potentially been dropped as well in a number of spots. If you want to look for streaming, if he is available, maybe if he plays here, although against the Thunder, it's always tough. They're a very good defensive team. So it's, guys that rely on scoring are going to be tough to roster against this Thunder team. All right, some questions, and then I will go and get ready for work. Matt Carmody, Thanksgiving in the state. Yeah, favourite holiday. I've heard that from quite a few people, actually, that Thanksgiving is a very family-oriented celebration. Larson should get more run now that Love is out. Yeah, should, and he's just better than Love and better than Jaime Huck is, I think, as well. Are we thinking that DeAndre Ayton, Tony Romo, makes his return tonight? Look, I guess tonight is the night. I have my opinions on DeAndre Ayton, but with no Klingon and with no Williams, this would be the night that he would maybe push a little bit harder to return. So, yeah, maybe. Joseph Kim says Cam Thomas is out. Yes, 3 week pickup Zaire, Jalen Wilson. As I said, I think both. I picked up Zaire in one league and Jalen in one league for the last game, and they were both pretty good. Now they're not going to be that good consistently. Zaire Williams has actually been decent this season though, so he might be my preference just. But I don't mind both of them. Jaden Hardy game, yes, if Grimes is out, which I don't believe we have an update. Let me just have a – I will just check if any injury news has come in the last half hour. Okay, opening up. So Larry Markin and – oh, okay. So Larry Markin's technically out for a personal issue Wednesday, but also has that knee injury as well. But yes, nothing, no update here from the Mavericks yet. So yes, could be a Jaden Hardy game. Is Crowder officially signed? I think he is. Not that I don't think it means anything. He was bad. He is bad. Wouldn't shock me for him to get thrust right in a la Elfrid Payton. Who are we referring to there? Are we referring to Jay Crowder? Okay, Chad, is that who? Because you've popped in the Crowder question just above that. Is Crowder signed officially? Wouldn't shock me for him to get thrust in. Yeah, look, even if he does, I'm not interested in him. Who do we think has higher minutes upside? I think, again, it is a tough one. I think it's probably, it's maybe Wilson. I don't know. What? Let's have a look at their last, have a look at that last game. Like I said, I know they were both good in that last game. It's a game log. So in the last one, Zaire Williams played 37 minutes. Jalen Wilson played 41. So, I mean, based on just looking at their minutes over the last few games, Jalen Wilson's had 41, 33, 21, 34. It's very up and down because of, like, players missing and that sort of thing. It's probably, look, maybe it's Jalen Wilson slightly. If we do look at game logs and things like that, it seems to be Wilson that gets a few extra minutes. I think I like, as I said, Zaire Williams' production overall, but Wilson looks as though he might be the one there that will get. Yes, might get more minutes. Yeah, not interested in Crowder. Good, good. Could get too many minutes, which would kill the other. Yeah, well, I don't know. A smart head coach would hopefully realise that and not play Crowder over those guys. But he is one of these players who is seen as a winning player. I'm not sure that's exactly true. He used to be good, but he's very old now. So hopefully he doesn't get... hopefully Crowder doesn't get thrust into a large role off the bat. All right, well, that will do. That was a lot of games, a lot to cover. The show normally won't be this long. I'm thinking if I do this as a regular thing, it might be a 15 to 20 minute show. If there's 14 games, there's obviously a lot more to talk about. But I love the questions, so very good. Thank you. But now, sadly, I do have to go and get ready for work. I will be back with a post-game show. It'll be a long one today, covering all 14 games, and then obviously nothing tomorrow. Hang on, we've got a question here from Mac Attack. What would you do in the situation where you have a number of questionable players, example, Murphy, Harris, and healthy players on the bench such as Bogdan and Saar? Look, wait as long as you can. Depending on, I think, Yahoo, you can switch players in and out right up to scheduled tip-off time, so 7 p.m., 7:30 p.m. Fantrax, you have to do it 5 minutes. You have until 5 minutes before tip-off, I believe. So I would wait as long as we can. Obviously, it's hard if these players are playing in later games. But, yeah, it's tough. I mean, For me, and it's a little bit different probably for us here in Australia, I tend to, if someone is questionable or I think they're at a chance of missing the game and I have then someone on my bench like a Saar or Bogdan who is definitely going to play, I normally pop that player into my starting lineup and move out the questionable player. That's only because I'm at work and if I get distracted and I can't get to my phone or whatever to change my lineup, at least I know I've got an active player in there. But, yeah, so I would certainly just keep an eye on that injury report and hopefully, at least for the early games, of which there are, how many have we got? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 6 games. So almost half the games tip off at 7 p.m. Eastern. So we should know ahead of time whether those guys are going to play. And New York play at 7:30. So even like with the Grimes, Jaden Hardy news, we should know before 7 p.m. So you can make those decisions. But it's going to be a bit tougher for your Thunder, Warriors, even Brooklyn tonight in terms of Finney Smith. So, yeah, wait as long as you can. Oh, Steph is out tonight. Okay. He is, yes. Oh, okay. So we've just had injury news come in. So Steph Curry is out. Daniel Gafford is questionable. I mean, that just helps. There's still no word on Lively. So Gafford is ill as well. So there's something going through the Dallas locker room there. So that helps Najee Marshall as well. And we've got Kevin Durant probable, Bradley Beal questionable. So like I said, that's going to be tough because they play late. So we're probably not going to get word on them before games tip off. So there'll be a lot of shuffling around tonight with Steph out. We probably get, do we get Podziemski into the starting lineup? Maybe. I'm not sure they'd move Buddy Hield in there. Moses Moody might come in. So there could be a little bit of value in Golden State there. But as I said, those guys that are reliant on points against the Thunder, it's going to be tough. Lively, Grimes. Yeah, same illness. And another question. Let's just do this one. Would you guys trade Giannis? Oh, this is a points league question. Oh, yes, points league. Would you trade Giannis for Wemby in a 16 team, or I could do AD for Wemby? Or should I just keep AD and Giannis entirely and not trade for Wemby? They're all pretty close. I think Giannis has been playing. This is probably sort of as good as we get from Giannis. Of the three of them there, I think Wemby has the biggest chance of being better. So he's averaging 54.4 points. Giannis almost 60, AD 57. Wemby could certainly get up to that 60 range. Would I keep? I don't know. I like Wemby's upside there. So maybe you look to move one of them in, because you'd be keeping the other one. So if you've got AD and Giannis, I don't know. I mean, I like AD, but in a points league, obviously Giannis has a lot more, not a lot more, but has more value. In terms of injury risk, they're probably pretty close. All three, I guess, are arguably close here. Giannis and AD are constantly probable. Giannis did miss yesterday with a calf injury, but he gets a couple of days off now. I think it's much of a muchness here. Like I said, I think Wemby has the most upside of the three, but this is probably peak AD. Like, he's averaging 30 points a game and 12 rebounds or something. I don't think he can do much more. Same goes for Giannis. Wemby can. So I might be okay with trading one of them. Yes, and Durant, probable, Beal, questionable. Oh, Joseph Kim with the quick. Randall or Quickly, 12-team, 9-pack. I don't mind waiting until late December. I'd rather Quickly, I think. But he has had, obviously, multiple injuries. I just don't like Randall. I think Quickly has more upside than Randall. Randall is who he is. Where I think Quickly could be sort of top 40. I still think he can be top 40. Randall, I don't think can be. And, yeah, leaning towards AD, I think that's fine. Like, I think either one, I think I would take the risk and trade one of them. And if you're leaning towards AD, that's absolutely fine. All right, I am going to get out of here now. I will be back with the post-game show, and it will be a very long one. No pre-game show tomorrow, obviously, because there's no games. But I'll probably still do a post-game show, and we'll just talk about injuries for the next day. But that'll do. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pre-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.